Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. You're tuned in to Stephanie Speaks. I'm your host, Stephanie Cosby. I know I stepped away for a little while, but I'm back, and it is a Saturday afternoon, a very hot Saturday afternoon. Let me reiterate that because I have been out, and it is hot. If it's not 100, it's close enough to it. And today my topic is deception at its worst. And I chose this topic because this week for me, and excuse my language, it has been hell week for a lot of reasons. One was to kick the week off. We had Rachel D, and I don't even want to try to pronounce her last name, but we all know who she is. And her deception had us all scratching our heads because she identifies with being a black woman, but her white parents and her birth certificate says different. But she identifies and considers herself black. I don't have a problem with that. If she wants to run around, fine. But you have not been honest, and you was head of the Spokane chapter of the NAACP with this level of deception. That's my problem. What she identifies with, I could care less, but the deception part of it. And I watched her interview with Melissa Harris-Perry, and I thought Melissa took it easy on her. And I saw bits and pieces of her interview with Matt Lauer, and I really didn't like that either because nobody came at her really hard. And I am clearly convinced that she's delusional. It was a lot to do about nothing in that interview. And at times it seemed that she just did not have her thoughts together. It's like, what are you talking about? You've done all of this, you've caused this storm, and you have nothing of substance to say. So my thoughts on it is, she is not, nor will she ever be, a black woman. My blackness and experience are a state of mind, or not a state of mind, but it's a state of being, and it's very, very real. And she could have done effective work for the NAACP as a white woman. White people have been involved in the civil rights. She needs to go back and really look at history. She could have done that, and I will not embrace her transracial. I'm not doing it. She is a white woman. She can denounce her parents. She can have whatever issues she wants with her family. She is white. I do not care about her identifying with being black. With that being said, I'm not taking any callers today because I'm going to go all the way there on some things because, like I said, it's been pent-up anger. It's been pent-up sadness. And I just want to talk about today deception at its worst. The next thing on the agenda was, no sooner than we were dealing with her and her deception, probably two nights later on Wednesday night, at a Bible study, 9 people were killed at Bible study at an AME church in Charleston, South Carolina. I refuse. Call that shooter by name. I refuse. We know who he is. We all saw him in the news with that bowl cut and that crazy, deranged look on his face. But he went into an AME church, sat amongst those people for 1 hour, requested to sit next to the pastor, and you gunned all of them down because you didn't like black people. You're taking our women, and you're taking over our country. I'm appalled, offered, as we call it, the right hand of fellowship to him, even though he probably looked crazy, even though he didn't look like them, and you sat there for an hour. He's a coward. He's a high school dropout. He's unemployed. He's a drug addict, and most of all, he's a racist. He embraced the Confederate flag. He's had issues and things leading up to this where he had no business running around with a 45. And I say this to his parents and his roommate and anybody else who knew the level of craziness that he was on, you have blood on your hands. I don't have the 9 people names in front of me right now because I will call every last one of them. But what I do know, you killed the pastor of the church. You killed the senior pastor. You killed a librarian who had been a librarian and a head branch librarian for 31 years. The library is going to be named for her. You killed a track coach. You killed a young man who was 26 years old who begged you not to do this. I'm not giving him any excuses. I'm hearing that he was troubled. Who cares? Get some help. And since we're taking over the country, it's plenty of waterways and roadways where you could have left. You did not have to gun down 9 people and 9 Christian people. You gunned down people in a house of God. They found it. Some of the victims' family have already said forgiveness. I'm not there yet. If they can, I have to, but this strikes too close to home. I am an AME-er. I grew up AME. And you know what? Just in solidarity, I may go sit in my church tomorrow. I may go sit in my home church, Greater Bethel AME, tomorrow. Just solidarity, because this is just too much. And you have the audacity to have a manifesto. You have the audacity to sit up there and say, well, they were so nice, I almost didn't go through with it. Why? You uttered the words, why? You left the survivor because you told her, I want you to go forth and tell what I've done. What you've done is you shatter 9 families. You've taken fathers away. You've taken grandmothers, sisters, aunts. You destroy people's lives all because you can't stand black people. In this country, we have to speak open and honestly about race. Until we do, nothing is going to get solved. I don't want to hear another panel. I don't want to have another conversation about having the conversation. Let's have the conversation because something is wrong. Something is very wrong. And to that person I will not call who humbled themselves and made herself vulnerable and came to me and had that private conversation that I'm not going to put out on the airwaves, all I can say is thank you for at least being able to step outside of yourself and see something is wrong with this situation. More to take a page out of that book. You have people who still can't get over the fact that we have a black president. This man is on the last end of his term. In 2016, him and his family will be out of the White House, and you're still taking pot shots. And I'm going to put this disclaimer out right now. Please stay off my social media pages if we're not on the same team. If you hadn't figured it out by now what side I'm on, then I suggest you go back and see what I am because I'm sick of it. Stop attacking the president. Stop attacking our civil rights leaders. If you don't like them, so be it. Have your conversation in the privacy of your home. Have your conversation at your dinner table. But do not do it on my Facebook page wall because I'm getting ready to go for the juggler. And I'm getting ready to cut some people off because I'm sick of it. I don't talk and push my political views on nobody. Take your guns and go elsewhere with it. I'm not about that. Protection is one thing. But what we're seeing in this country is something else. So if you wanted to pry them from your cold, dead hands, then so be it. I'm not on that side of the coin, so I'm telling you, watch what you send to me, or just go ahead and unfriend me. I won't be mad with you, but I tell you what, I'll take the side that I'm on rather than the side with the clown car that's being driven by Donald Trump. Not my monkeys, not my circus. Of you who want to always talk about let's take back our country, know this. Know your history. When Christopher Columbus discovered America, there were people already here. And guess what? It was not you. So all this, take back your country. Don't tread on me. What is that about? Flag today. And I almost threw up. You fly that symbol of disrespect, and you're proud about it. That flag, hashtag, take it down. It needs to come down. I rode in a not-so-nice area of town the other day. You got the Confederate flag curtain. If that's what you want to do in your home, in your yard, I don't have a problem with it. It should not fly at nobody's state capitol, and especially now that something like this has happened in South Carolina. You have it flying at the capitol, and you didn't even have enough decency to lower it to half-staff. The American flag is at half-mast because of the victim. The Confederate flag is still flying high. And you have those. That's a part of our history. It's an ugly part of your history. So I will probably get some hate mail. I will probably get some not-so-nice messages. I don't care. That's just how I feel today. I have cried this morning. I have thought about those victims. I have prayed about those victims. And like I said, this has been a difficult, difficult week. And something has to change. In between the police brutality, in between this happening, in between people trying to be things that they're not, you just get to a point to where it's too much. It's just too much. But in the midst of this, I'm not going to say something is good. I can't say that, but I will say, in the midst of this, a local artist, Geoff McBride, he's a singer. Some of you may be familiar with him. He does a lot of things on 38. He was on The Voice at one time, and he's done a song called "Wipe Your Tears Away," and you really need to check it out. It's on my Facebook page wall, and I tried to get it out on Twitter. And it's for the victims, and you really need to listen to it and support him. I'm trying to hopefully get it to somebody in South Carolina to where they can get it out to the others, because I found it very comforting and soothing to me. So, like I said, that's Geoff McBride, "Wipe Away Your Tears." Coming up this week, tomorrow, it's Father's Day. Just in case I don't get back on the airways tomorrow, I do want to say to all the fathers, happy Father's Day. Even though I'm a single parent, I'm going to let you guys have your day. And I'll spend some time and celebrate my daddy. And I don't know what's really coming up. I think the 26th, Lenny Williams will be at Club Deja Vu. True Soul will be opening for him. And that's about all that I have. Like I said, I'm sorry if I sounded angry, but I am. I'm just going to tell you where I am. This is almost too much. And hug your loved ones a little tighter. Make amends with those that you can, because trust me, those 9 people who went to Bible study on Wednesday night did not know that that was going to be their last and final time. They did not know. And I always close my show with love one another. I even love those of you who questionable stuff to me. But I can love you from afar if it keeps up. I can love you from afar. So until the next time.